From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament on Saturday after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled Green Zone. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months. This man is among them. Hassanian Ali said today is the last chance for the Iraqi government to understand the protesters are calling for change. In a televised speech earlier on Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva today for talks on the Syrian situation. He wants to deal with the ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout the country. Meantime, some 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas in the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least five. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling and rocket fire and air raids in that city since April the 22nd. Among those killed were at least 50 in a hospital that was hit by an airstrike. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing on Saturday off the coast of Libya after their inflatable boat took on water and sank. International Organization for Migration said 84 people remained missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 of them aboard that doomed boat. IOM says 1,244 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia have drowned so far this year. This is VOA News. Kenya's